Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. You heard the man or the woman or the robot, whatever that thing was. It is the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network in San Francisco, California. But it's not just about my butt. No, but it's not just on Sports Byline. It covers the whole planet and beyond. Big Hit and Neptune and Uranus. We are on the American Forces Radio Network. Very proud and privileged of being on AFN. I'm a fan of the members of the Army and the Navy, the Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're all doing a great job wherever you are, keeping us and our allies safe. You stay safe. We know you love your video games. Hope you see it home very, very soon. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live to hear the shows. If you'd like to write me an email, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world as we talk about here video games for an hour, and then we'll get back to your sports talk, week three NFL, all that great stuff. Also, SB Nation Live. Great to be on that network at a Houston Texas. The stars at night. Go to SBNationLive.com. Hear them streaming along there. Also on, I'm a little punchy tonight, can you tell? Also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications and appetizers, deep fried mozzarella sticks, TGA Fridays. They all work. Also, you can catch us on Sirius XM. I almost called it something else. HBO? No, Sirius XM. 211 in progress. See the man. See the man. Male Caucasian. 211. 1 out of 12. 1 out of 12. It's the Dan Patrick channel. You can go there and listen to us that way as well. Plus CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2. That's in 35 million homes coming through your television set. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk video games. We're going to take your calls. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Cars for kids. 1-800-878-PLAY. We're going to give away a brand new game. We're going to talk about what's new, cheat codes, all that and more. We got 1 hour. We got to get it in. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
The
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from anywhere. And now get up to $200 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/17. In-store only. Limit too.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Video Game Review.
Cover F-Zero, Port Town, Super Nintendo, do you remember? 1991, I had it when it came out, I had Pong when it came out. Let's not kid around. Damn, how old are you, Rick? Kinda old. But yeah, remember Super Nintendo, that had the new way of zooming, and it was called Mode 7. And what it did, and you saw it in games like Pilot Wings and games like that, it would take the pixels and then it would just zoom them in and zoom them out, and it was a pretty cool way to do things back in the day. I remember my cousin saying Super Nintendo, that's just like regular Nintendo except I call it Super. I'm like, oh, contraire mon frere, it is much different and much better. And that's the thing I like to get to as well. We live in the golden age of video games right now. They've never been better. They've never been more omnipresent. They've never been more ubiquitous or any other big word you want. They just never have. But that doesn't mean that there's also a lot of garbage out there. Huh? I said garbage. I don't know why my voice went there. But there is. Now, we also have been keeping our eye on the best video game of all time bracket, and we are in the final four right now. This is from IGN, and I brought this up at the beginning of this month when it started, and I haven't talked about it since because I was going to let it marinate. And let the game, and listen, it's talk show fodder. What is this? Is it talk show? So yeah, I'm going to bring it up. But we're now down to the final four. And the final four are Grand Theft Auto San Andreas will go up against the original God of War. Grand Theft Auto 5 will go up against Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So this is fan voting, and I think you're getting a theme right here. And the theme is lots of GTA fans. I would not have a Grand Theft Auto game in my top 10. I would have them in my top 25. I'm not a, hey, haters gonna hate. I'm not a hater of Grand Theft Auto games. They're top 25 games, very much so, especially 5. God of War, I wouldn't have in my top 50, but definitely in my top 100. And Breath of the Wild, that might squeak into my top 10. So as you can tell, I'm not bent out of shape. This isn't some sort of, there's not going to, well, maybe there will be an engraved plaque in a Hall of Fame somewhere. I don't know. Can we get Walter Day on again? I had him on years ago from the Autumna, Iowa. Did you ever see the Fistful of Quarters, the Donkey Kong documentary? I had the guy on my show, and he basically had what was the Hall of Fame at that time. But what's interesting, what I like about IGN, is that they do have percentages of the results. And like when you look at some of the games that absolutely crushed, and in the first round at the beginning of the month, I went through and told you who I thought would advance. But like Red Dead Redemption was a 1 seed going up against a 16. This is totally March Madness. It's the same thing as the NCAA tournament. Red Dead beat Borderlands 79% to 21. There weren't a lot of close games in the first round. Like God of War beat StarCraft 90 to 10%. And I like StarCraft better. I would have been in that 10% there. But getting into the second round in the, what do you want to call it, Western bracket? GTA San Andreas beat out Red Dead 51 to 49%. That put San Andreas up against Fallout New Vegas, which to me, Fallout New Vegas is way better than San Andreas. San Andreas crushed at 69%. But Fallout New Vegas only got by 2% over Knights of the Old Republic. So it was a little bit weird. The only games that really absolutely crushed in the second round, God of War beat Portal 2. Now, Portal is better than Portal 2, 79-21%. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare beat Dishonored. That was a pretty easy one to figure out. Minecraft beat Bioshock, which is a joke. That means little kids are voting. And The Witcher beat out the original Doom, which I bet you most millennials never played the original Doom, which ran on DOS. And that's fine. Whatever. It's a vote for now. But the God of War game got to the Elite Eight. If you allow me to keep using the hoop terms here, it got to the Elite Eight by beating Skyrim. 64% to 36. Skyrim is one of the greatest games of all time, and God of War can't hold Kratos' underpants up to it. But it did. Now, here's the shocker. Remember, just as in March Madness, you're going to have a St. Mary's beat a North Carolina now and then. Bring that up. It'll never actually happen as a St. Mary's alum. But a 1 lost to a 16. Super Mario World lost to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which once 60% to 40, which once again shows a very distinct recency bias. And if you go back on the old N64, that game is absolutely incredible, Super Mario World. I'm not trying to say Super Smash Bros. Games aren't fun, but I don't know. I kind of feel like I played them all. Rick, how can you say that? Grand Theft Auto 5 did beat out The Last of Us in the round of 16, the Sweet 16, I should say, which I agree with. But then Batman Arkham City beat Dark Souls, which I think is an absolute travesty. Along those lines, Bloodborne did beat out Titanfall, barely, and that could have been a Microsoft bias one way or the other. But then, you know, I look at some of these games didn't even have a chance. if you look at it. Like Super Mario Brothers going up against Persona 5. Metroid Prime went up against Hades. Now, a lot of people thought Hades was Game of the Year. Now, Metroid Prime is the greatest game. Well, I was going to say the greatest game in the history of the GameCube. Wind Waker is right there. I'll give him a little tie. But Half-Life Alyx, one of the best VR games, which I have on the index. It's a great game, but it's going up against Bloodborne. And it didn't have a chance. Bloodborne, by the way, did make it to the Elite Eight and did get beat out by Breath of the Wild, 65-35%. And it was GTA 5 that took down Batman Arkham City. So the results of the Final Four will be presented tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, the 29th of September, is this a rerun? On Wednesday, the 29th of December, September, did I say December? What's the only month that ends in November? March? Wednesday, we'll have the winner declared. Once again, your Final Four, San Andreas, GTA 5, God of War, and Breath of the Wild. Who would I like to see? I'd like to see Breath of the Wild win it. But this would be the best video game of all time, brought to you by IGN, who doesn't sponsor this show. We'll take a quick break. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
For you, we, meaning me, I'm by myself, Rick Tittle with you, Sports Byline USA, American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM 211, SB Nation, CRN Digital Plus 2, it goes on and on. Are you also on ESPN? Let's just say yes. Rick, the copyrights say that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. We'll get you back to the sports talk. And you can break down the Packers' big comeback and everything else that went down in a little over a half hour. We're going to be giving away a brand new game, as we always do at 40 after. And the way you win that is you just ask a very simple question, like, what's the opposite of girl rhymes with toy, like that type of thing. You write the wrong answer in, you choke. And then I give it to the correct answer, the second correct answer, Rick at sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Can I spell it? I think so. So we'll get to the upcoming games in the next segment, but there's a one biggie that we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for, and that is New World. It's from Amazon Studios, Amazon Games, Orange County, to be specific, Rex Orange County. It had been delayed three times. Not one, not two, not three, LeBron. Yeah, three. Three times. And it was supposed to come out. It was just early in the summer. And then it came out. Then it was supposed to come out August 31st. And then I remember the note from the New World team. And it said, like, to paraphrase, we're so humbled from the millions of adventurers that played the beta, 16 million hours. How about that? 16 million hours on the beta. If there's a rock and a hard place, in other words, if there's somewhere in that game where you can die, and there's a bug, all the bugs should be gone. But one of the most watched games in the history of Twitch, one of the most played games on Steam, everybody was ready for it, for the closed beta. But then they said, we just need to smash a few more bugs, improve the stability, and polish the game. So we'll be ready September 28th, 2021. You know, this wasn't an easy decision. And we know this isn't the first time we've changed our mind. We're listening to you. And we'll see you in an why can't I speak? Not an. Aeternum. A-E-T-E. I thought it was like Antietam. The bloodiest battle in the history of the United States, if you count both sides. And I said it again. I want to say Antietam. Aeternum. So, yeah. I mean, that many millions of hours? 16 million hours? Now, according to other people who document these things, they clocked it in at 25 million hours. What? It started off on Steam in the first week with 200,000 concurrent players. And then it became one of the best-selling games in the history of Steam during the closed beta. But there were some glaring bumps, and bringing it to the personal computer for the time being, apparently, they bricked some high-end graphic cards like the RTX 3090. And Amazon responded to some of the complaints and downplayed the severity, but EVGA said it would replace any fried RTX 3090 GPUs with a new card. So that means that it's finally out. Now, the question you might have is, the hell is it? That's a good question, since I'm calling it's an Antietam. But, this is supposed to come out in the spring. We were talking about this in May, that it was going to release. But look, my philosophy on this is, as always, utilitarianism. No, my philosophy is just, I want the game to be ready. You know how, like, whenever I get a pizza, I say, well done. You know why? Because then I get it regular. Most pizza places, they're in such a hurry of just getting that pie out of the oven and into a box that it's, like, undercooked. I don't want undercooked pizza. I will be hungry another 15 minutes if you just get it right. And in the proverbial time, I'll wait a few more months. You know, just get it right. So this game will be using a buy-to-play business model, which means no monthly subscription fees. And you can form what it is. It's supposed to be you're in this 1600s. You're trying to colonize a fictional land, which is modeled after the Americas. So you look like conquistadors, but you can't be a conquistador nowadays because they started the genocide. And it can't be the Americas because then the indigenous people were wiped out, basically. Or they're definitely their countries and cultures and everything else are languages. So that being said, in today's world, you can't have any of that. So they sure as hell look like Juan Pizarro, and they look like, you know, Mayans, Aztecs, and Incas, but it's not. So you get into it, and you can get into a group, this MMORPG, which is what it is, Massive Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game. you can get into groups of 5 members, but you have to join one of 3 factions. And that is Marauders, Syndicate, or Covenant. And then you use your resources and craft items and explore the world or fight other players or monsters or whatever's being said. But the gameplay involves no auto-locked targeting attacks, which you might find a little annoying, but on the other hand, you might find it a little bit refreshing too. It was the second Zelda game on the regular NES. Was the first time I actually felt I was sword fighting as Link, because I could put my shield down and I could hit my shield up and I could strike high and strike low. So you'd have to actually watch for the guy to swing, and if he's swinging low, you could put your shield down real quick. And you think, yeah, doesn't that how it works? Well, yeah, that's how it works in real life. It never really worked on video games before. So you really need a steady hand at aiming in this game. And every level you go, there are hostile mobs that are programmed with attacking you, and every single sequence, of course, is going to be different. And you have to use how you dodge, how you block, how you take off and retreat, how you use your stealth, Solid Snake, your mana, your stamina. But the skill tree on the weapons that we have seen so far, bow, hammer, hatchet, fire staff, life staff, musket, spear, sword, shield, and ice gauntlet. Now, the musket is basically going to be like an arquebus, which is, it'll take you 3 hours to reload and you have to put it on a stick. But as you level up, you're going to level up also. There are some pretty cool trade skills as well. crafting, making weapons and armor, jewels, cooking, engineering. You can make furnishing. Refining is basically smelting, woodworking, leatherworking, weaving, stone cutting, and then gathering, which is logging and harvesting, mining, tracking, skinning, and things like that. There's also a camping skill, too, which is not like camping out with a scope rifle, camping as in wilderness survival as well. So the economy is going to center around gold coins, and a player can get rid of any items you want to sell in player exchange, or they can salvage or really just dismantle them for resources as well. You can throw them on the ground, or you can make a direct transfer to another player. Characters that die don't drop items, but with each combat encounter, the player's items do undergo damage. And then you need repair kits. And what do you get repair kits with? You get them with the gold coins. But then you can also purchase a house. I mean, it's very Skyrim-y. Like, I went to Whiterun in Skyrim. I immediately bought my own house and put stuff in it. Stuffed dragon's bones. But you can, like I said, you can make furnishings and your own aesthetics and your own skins. Then you can fast travel back to it as well. But there is, you can just go straight PvP if you want to. You don't have to go on a quest as well. And you can make it known if you want to, like, get down and brawl, if you're down to clown, or you just want to go on an adventure and you want to hook up. So this game is deep. And Amazon built their own studio just so they could make games like this. First party. This is what we've been all waiting for. We've been waiting for it basically for 6 months. We'll see how it goes. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game, and we'll get into other video game news as well. I'm Rick Tittle. It is the Video Game Review.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Talking to
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for a 25 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code CAR. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CAR. That's C-A-R. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show, the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, Sports Byline, SB Nation, SiriusXM 211, American Forces. You know the drill. Come on in. Coming up in the next segment, we'll just have time to do the cheat code. And you can send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com request. I like looking them up for older games usually. But it is 40 after, and so it's time to give away the brand new game. Use that email address to send your correct answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. The game here, which just came out last week, is called Mech Warrior 5 Mercenaries. This is from Piranha Games. And this is on the PC, the Xbox, Xbox S and X, PS4, and the PS5. this game has a lot of hours to it. It averages 45 hours of gameplay. If you want to do absolutely everything in it, I've read it would be about 58 hours. And if you just want to go through the main story and not do any side quests, it's still 37 hours of gameplay, which is not bad, Piranha Games. The summary, Mech Warrior 5 Mercenaries will feature intensive PvE mech combat in an immersive, career-based mercenary campaign driven by player choice. Rated T for teen, language, violence, and in-game purchases. I like how in-game purchases is now a warning for the parents. I'm not buying this for you. Last time you spent $100. I like it just says language. I'm going to say bad language. Ah, someone said something. What'd they say? They said hello. Well, you have me at hello. Send your answer to the question. The question is Mech Warrior 5 Mercenaries. What would be a good name for this sequel? Rick, that's not a question. Well, it's subjective, but you really can't get it wrong unless you say FIFA 2019. That'll be wrong. What would be a good name for the sequel to Mech Warrior 5 Mercenaries? Because you know it's coming. Okay? Okay? All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Since we last spoke, Diablo 2 Resurrected is out. It's a huge game from Blizzard. They have painstakingly remastered all the animations, models, textures, and visual effects. They put it in 3D. They have a brand new engine. They put it in Dolby 7.1 Surround. You're supposed to get it in 4K at a high refresh rate, depending on the specs of your personal computer. Every cutscene, totally redone, flashier graphics, lighting. They didn't just upscale them from the original files. There's also controller support on your PC if you want to go that way as well. Colorblind, low vision mode. And why is this? Because Blizzard 2 came out 21 years ago. Which is hard to believe it's been that long. But it was June of 2000. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was a great, great game at the time. And I remember I was working in television. I was in radio. Whatever that was doing. How long have I been working? I worked in television all through the 90s. That was it. So I was in radio. But anyway, I remember talking to a guy at work. And we were talking all about Diablo 2. And then we would say, have you been there? Have you been here? So this is PC, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch. because it is a remake, it's you know, a little bit less, coming in at about $40. But for me, this is the question I always have. The question is, do I have to get it all over again? And I remember the very first time, I believe it was on the Super Nintendo, they said, hey, we're redoing Mario Brothers from the NES. And I was out of my mind excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to look so much better now. And then I remember I bought it and I was like, it's just the same game. It just looks a little bit better. So I think most of these games, they're either people like me, so there's like nostalgia thinking, oh, I'd love to play it again, see if it looks better. And then there are some, if you've never bought it, and in the year 2000, how old were you? Maybe you weren't old enough to buy it, or you just never got around to it, or you never interested. I do highly recommend it. It's a very cool, I mean, there are a lot of people who I would say are in their late 30s who spent thousands of hours on this game. And so Blizzard brought in Vicarious Visions, and what they did graphically is pretty impressive. And the only thing is the main problem is if you go from Diablo 3 back in time to Diablo 2, there are a lot of aspects of how the game is played. Because remember, Diablo 3 was initially criticized because it wasn't like Diablo 2. But then people finally got used to it. It's like your iPhone. It's like, I can't push the button. Now I got to swipe up with my thumb. That sucks. And it does suck for 2 months, and then you get used to it. Rick, it was 2 days for me. It took me a while. So now you go back in time, and all the things you got used to, it doesn't feel as good anymore. Because this is where I think the people who buy this game are going to be split. I think most people will appreciate that the game is so faithful to the original game. And then I think there are going to be a lot of people like, all the improvements you know you could have had. You could have made Diablo 2 like Diablo 3. Why would you make the exact same game again? Why? Now, what maybe was a little bit too much? Well, the stamina bar, you could have got rid of that. Consumable potions always have to be refreshed. You've got the inventory, which is like Tetris, very limited storage. There aren't any damage numbers to gauge how you're doing. It's just flashes. Loot can be grabbed by other players in your game. You lose your gear and your gold on death, and running through the high-level enemies that you killed, you got to reclaim it. But you're basically naked when you're going back. So there are some, I understand. But I also understand why Diablo went down this path. Or I should say Blizzard, Eddie Blizzard. Why Blizzard did it. Because if you change even one thing, then it's just going to be an avalanche. Because if you get rid of stamina, and you think about all the actual skill numbers that are linked to it, you'd have to redesign everything. So you may say it's just better to just stick with everything and then really please the OG fans, the hardcore fans. So that's why this game's not going to be for everyone. But I have found on average, when I bought every, you know, I loved Roundup. I loved all the Activision games when they came out. I loved Activision games in the old Atari 2600. But I remember when in the 90s, it's like, oh, on this disc is every Activision game. I'm like, oh, I can play Roundup and Pitfall. They didn't hold up. Most of those games. I was like, this game sucks. It just didn't hold up. And that's the thing when you have nostalgia for something. So look, you're going to make your own judgment on this game in the end. If you're a huge fan of the original, it's not hard to at least try out Resurrected. And if you started with Diablo 3, you probably won't like it in the end. What are you going to do? I said, what are you going to do? 1-800-878-PLAY. We also, you know, video game news with movies, you know, we're hearing more and more about the Mario game. You might remember the 1993 Mario movie. Yeah. So apparently Chris Pratt is going to be Mario and Charlie Day is going to be Luigi. Princess Peach will be Anya Taylor-Joy from The Queen's Gambit. Bowser with makeup on, I guess, will be Jack Black. And Seth Rogen will be Donkey Kong. Yeah. Now, we'll see how this adaptation is going to work one way or another. But I had somebody else tell me, no, they're just voicing these. It's just animated. They're going to get the voices. I'm like, oh. But then someone said, no. I'm like, all right. Well, one way or another. You know, video game movies are usually stinky, but, you know, maybe we should give it a chance. So you're telling me there's a chance. That's right, Lloyd Christmas, there's a chance. All right. Also, we need to get to the new releases this week. What is new on the shelf? Remember, when things go to the top of the shelf, the other games come down. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Agatha Christie, Hercule Poirot. Adventure Mystery, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. Anton Ball Deluxe, a Switch action brickbuster. Knockout Home Fitness, a Switch fitness productivity game. Lemnis Gate, an FPS game. That's a first-person shooter. Also means frames per second sometimes there. PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Kinect Tank, one word. With one T. So you could say Kinect Tank. PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. Chernobylite. PS4, Xbox One. Action, horror, sci-fi, survival. Neo, The World Ends With You. RPG, PC. Cartoony. Steel Assault, a PC, Switch, action platformer. Ghost Runner makes its way to the PS5 and the new Xboxes. I mentioned New World, that is on Tuesday as well, PC, action RPG. Away, the survival series. Away, colon, the survival series. Actions, adventure sim, PC, PS4, PS5. E-Football. E-Football, this is a soccer game. Lionel Messi is on the cover. I know that... Pro Evo had the Barca contract, but now Messi is with Paris Saint-Germain. I guess he can do this. PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Melty Blood Time Lumina. How's that for a bad translation? Melty Blood Time Lumina. Switch, Xbox One. And by the way, FIFA 22 is finally coming out on the Stadia. The past-gen versions will be out on the 30th. That's PC, PS4, Xbox One. Toy Soldiers HD, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One, which I think is cool. Another game called The Juggler's Tale, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox, a platformer. We have the Intellivision Collection. It's an Evercade compilation and Bitmap Brothers Collection 1 on Evercade. Are you playing the Evercade? Industria, that is a PC shooter, and then Hot Wheels Unleashed, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox racing game. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And it is time for the cheat code. Send your requests, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Beth. A lady playing the video games. That's right. They're out there, and they're good. Hey, Beth. Thanks for writing in, rick@sportsbyline.com. I'd say over the years, you know, 15 years doing this show, I'd probably say at least 30% have been females writing in. I would say, I mean, that's just, maybe Beth's a guy. I don't know. Maybe I should shut up. The question is, Rick, I'm playing X-Men 2 Clone Wars, and I cannot for the life of me reset the computer. How do you do it? Thank you. One word. Well, Beth, this is an interesting thing about that. And there was a lot of debate. I remember when the developers made this about whether they should do it. It's a really cool, ingenious function. When it says to reset the computer in the game, the reason all your buttons work is because they don't work. You have to actually reset your console. And it doesn't reset the game. It just resets the computer in the game. That's very dangerous, isn't it? I know. Thanks for writing in, Beth. Anyone else wants to write throughout the week, I'm here for you for the next 6 days and 23 hours at rick@sportsbyline.com. Questions, comments, or concerns from the video game world. Let's get you back to the sports talk on your respective networks, and we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.